Dreamscape presents Traveling Sprinkler by Nicholson Baker, narrated by the author.
Chapter 1. Roz called to ask me what I wanted for my 55th birthday. One of her many good qualities is that she remembers people's birthdays. I thought for a second. I knew what I wanted. I wanted a cheap acoustic guitar. You can get them for about $70 at Best Buy. They come in an exciting cardboard box. I saw two boxes leaning against a wall waiting last time I was there. I almost said that's what I wanted. I came dangerously close to saying it. But then I didn't, because you really can't ask your former girlfriend for a guitar, even a cheap guitar. It's too momentous a present. It presupposes too much. It puts her in an awkward position. And of course you can't say, what I really want is I want you back, either. So instead I said, I think what I really want is an egg salad sandwich. Roz has a particular way with egg salad. She adds in a rare kind of paprika or tarragon or some elusive spice I don't understand. We could meet at Fort McClary, I said. I'll bring the picnic basket and the sliced carrots if you bring the egg salad sandwiches. Fort McClary is a place we used to go sometimes to smell the seaweed and look at the boats. I think it's where the Revolutionary War began, but I'm not sure. There are huge, hewn Stonehengean stones tumbled about in the grass that were going to be part of a defensive wall that never got built. I think Paul Revere rode his poor, snorting horse all the way to Fort McClary to warn that the British were coming, which was the beginning of a pointless trade war that didn't need to happen. Roz was silent for a moment. Or...